Hudson, how are you doing tonight?
Good.
Hudson, go ahead and introduce yourself to the audience and let them know what sports activities and whatever else you're involved in it's at Hamlin Collegiate.
My name's Hudson Smith. I play football, basketball, baseball, golf, and run track.
Now, I know you guys are on the bye week this week, Hudson. How much did it mean for you guys to win a grinded out game like you guys did Friday night?
It feels really good to know none of our teammates really quit on anybody and to come back from a not a big deficit, but a little one and have a win on Friday.
What are some of your favorite pregame, locker room, and postgame routines?
Home games, mainly just pull up to the locker room, get ready to go out, and then get all my pads on, start stretching, and then get hyped and get ready for the game.
How would your coaches and teammates best describe you, do you think, Hudson?
I would say, honestly, energetic or hardworking, or I don't really know, honestly.
What's the most important lesson you have learned from your time as a Pied Piper?
Probably to never quit, because anything can happen.
What would you say is probably your favorite pregame snack and maybe postgame snack?
Pregame, I'd have to go with beef jerky. And postgame, most definitely a burger.
Ooh, that sounds good. You can't go wrong with a burger, especially like Dairy Queen, somewhere like that. Oh, yeah.
That's yeah.
What's the best piece of advice you have received from your coaches?
The best piece of advice I would have to say is put in all your investments so that way you get paid on Friday.
What would you say is the difference, Hudson, between the team this year and the team last year?
I'd say the team last year, some kids were bickering with each other. And this year, we kind of have quit all that and tried to work as one.
Now, I've asked several people this, and I'm wondering if you're going to give me the same answer. Who is the player on the sidelines who keeps everybody hyped?
That's a tough one. I'd have to say Xavier Moreno.
Wow, that's a different one, man. Everybody so far, everybody's been saying Mason.
Oh, well.
That's a different one. What does Xavier do that keeps you hyped up on the sidelines?
He's kind of just always in a good mood, never gets down. And, like, if we're on defense and he's sitting and you look over to our sidelines and he's doing something funny over there, it kind of just cheers you up a little bit, gets you out of the mood you're in.
Are there any short-term goals you'd like to accomplish in the next few months, the next few years?
Probably to win a district championship or make it at least 3 or 4 rounds deep in the playoffs.
Maybe take a trip to AT&T Stadium.
Yeah, that one would be real nice.
Who would you say is your biggest mentor?
My biggest mentor? I would probably say probably my dad.
Now, I asked who is your biggest mentor. Who would you say is your biggest fan, Hudson?
My mom. My mom is definitely my biggest fan.
what's the biggest thing or what's the most important thing that you think that you can attribute to the Piper's success this season with them sitting at 4-1?
Just getting everybody going. If we have a bad start or they have a big play or anything, just trying to let them forget about it or something.
Now, I know you guys have the bye week this week, and I know you guys are getting prepared for Abilene TLCAA. I know this is a tough district that you guys are in. What do you think that you guys need to do to set yourself up nice for a deep playoff run?
Probably have better practices, more commitment in the weight room, and play hard and play fast.
What values would you say that you have learned from being a part of this team?
To always trust the people next to you.
Last question, Hudson. I ask everybody this question. I know you guys will have the eighth graders that will be coming in as upcoming freshmen next year. What advice would you give them for the guys that are going to go out there to try out for football next year?
Just leave it all on the field. And if you come back and you feel like you didn't, then you did something wrong. But other than that, there's not a real whole lot I could say.
Thank you so much, Hudson, for coming on this podcast. I always like to let you give a shout-out and a thank you to end the podcast. The floor is all yours, Hudson.
I'd like to give a shout-out to my great-grandpa for making any games that he can make and always texting me after and telling me that I did good.
Well, all right, Hudson, thank you so much for coming on this podcast tonight.
Thank you for having me.